This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. And we heard from one LSU football stalwart, Greg Bowser, four-year letterman, who's had great success in the business world. And now we're visiting with the first African-American athlete to ever participate in the sport at Tiger Town, Lloyd Wills, sprinter, 440. Then it was 440 yards. Now we do meters. But he was one of the best in the world, an All-American and an All-SEC selection. And he is a native of the great city of New Orleans, went to George Washington Carver High School, and he is with us from the Crescent City. And good morning to you, Lloyd Wills.
Good morning, Jim.
1969, you were recruited by one Joe May, who's still alive, the last LSU player to wear number 20 before Billy Cannon. And how in the world was he able to attract you to Tiger Town in those times?
That's a good question. I guess things just kind of fell into place. I was lucky enough to meet a guy named Al Coffey in my junior year in high school. And he asked me to come to LSU.
And Al Coffey was a football player and track athlete and a great one.
Right.
He and Billy Cannon, they belied the stereotype of slow white guys. They were pretty fast, weren't they?
Well, I thought Al was black for the longest. You know, I'd see his name at the top of the stats every week, and when I finally got to meet him, I was shocked. I just thought something happened at Lehigh that there was a black guy at Lehigh back in those days, but he was pretty fast.
Well, he was born, I think, same year as you, 1950. Lloyd is now 70 years old, which is hard to fathom. Mm-hmm. I arrived at LSU 8 years after he did, and I'd heard of this gentleman, and you were an All-American, you All-SEC performer. You were somebody who lived up to expectations, but you came to Tiger Town with a gentleman who had academic woes, or he might have been the first to participate. He actually signed before you. Tell us about that fellow.
His name was Charlie Stewart, or is Charlie Stewart. I haven't heard anything about him in years, but he was a good guy. We had a good time together while it lasted, but college is a different animal, and when you get there, you have to buckle down, and I guess he just wasn't ready at that time.
Well, he had academic issues, as many people at LSU do. When I arrived, I recall Edwin Edwards addressed the freshman class, then Governor Edwards at the Assembly Center, and he said, look to the left of you, look to the right, only one out of three of you will get a degree. And he was right at that time, and you got your degree. Physical education. You stayed the course, got your degree, did well in school. But at the time you were at LSU, there had to be fewer than 100 black students on campus. There weren't many, were there?
No. I'm trying to remember seeing any in my first few weeks there, besides Charlie, and we were roommates. So, and of course, staff at Broussard Hall.
But as far as actual students, there were,
no,
I say 100,
I
that might be generous.
But I didn't see many.
Well, we've had Maxine Crump on this show a few times, more than a few, and always a delight to visit with her, head of Dialogue on Race in Louisiana. And I believe she enrolled in 1964 and lived in a dorm, and she was the first African-American, I think, to live in a dorm, at least an African-American female at LSU. But you were living in Broussard, and in those days, probably no mystery why they put you and Charlie together. They didn't want blacks and whites living together, did they?
I assumed that, and I was fine with that. It had to be a learning process, I believe, for everybody. And, you know, they had to learn that it wasn't going to hurt anybody one way or the other to have a mixed roommate. I think my senior year I did have a white roommate.
And who was that?
And he wasn't an athlete. He was a proctor. And but he was a good guy. I'm trying to remember his name.
Let's see. The time goes
by. I believe he was studying to be a doctor. I know that.
877-217-5757 if you'd like to talk to the first African-American athlete to actually participate in a sport at LSU. Lloyd Wills, who enrolled 52 years ago, he is 70 years old, from New Orleans. And I would imagine you went to a school that, of course, was integrated. You come to LSU, and there are only a few white or black people on campus. How did you socialize? What kind of a life was there beyond the track and the classes that you attended?
Well, number one, I was from New Orleans, and all I could ever think about was getting home. And that was another reason why I went to LSU, because it was close to home. But I didn't have a lot of time to socialize. You had to be on the track. I believe it was 3 o'clock, and there was no way getting around that. So when a lot of people that I could have been friends with were in the union playing cards and what have you, I had to be on the track. And then after a workout, you're worn out. You had to get to eat. You had to go to Broussard Hall, eat, and study, go to bed. And we had study hall and proctors and everything that would watch us and make sure we were doing what we had to do.
Well, Collis Temple, who came a year after you, played basketball. I know you know him well. You were at LSU at the same time, but he has said that he would go to restaurants and they would tell him they didn't want to serve black people and they wouldn't use black people when they said that. Did you run into some discrimination that was difficult?
No, I never had a situation in a restaurant or anything like that. Of course, I probably didn't go to many restaurants on my own. I was probably with the team most of the time when I went. I remember going to Piccadilly for the first time and with the team. And the black staff was like whispering back and forth to each other. And I was looking around wondering what was going on. But I don't think they were used to seeing a black person in Piccadilly at that time.
Is it the one downtown?
I can't remember where it was, but it wasn't far from school.
It was probably the one downtown, the very first one that unfortunately is no longer around. 877-217-5757. Paul in Opelousas has been waiting. Paul, you're on with Lloyd Wells. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Mr. Wells. And thanks for your courageous
good morning.
Good morning. Just a quick question. I'm assuming you were not the first black student at LSU. If you weren't, who was the first black student to graduate, I should say? Thank you.
Well, the first black student was Turo, A.P. Turo, but he did not graduate. He withdrew because of issues he was having. First black graduate, I think, is Dutch Morial, who graduated from the LSU Law Center. And he, ironically, is the father-in-law of Associate Athletic Director Verge Osberry. Dutch died much too soon in life, and Verge never met him, but he married his lovely daughter, Cherie. 877-217-5757 for Lloyd Wells. And we do have some questions about your track heroics. Sometimes when athletes are recruited, they get injured or they get dismayed. They go home early, as Coach O did when he was a student at LSU. He only lasted about a week. But you stayed the course, and you ran the 440 and other events, but the 440-yard dash was your specialty, and you were less than a second off the world record at one point, the world record that still stands. Today we run 400 meters rather than 440 yards. But what kind of training regimen was there then? Did you do weights, or was it pretty primitive?
It was pretty primitive. The weight room was really for football, and we sneak in every now and then. But when football came in, they ran us out. So I had a glimpse of the track facility there now, and it's nothing like we had to work out with back then.
And what you could have done if you had had that advantage?
You never know. You never know.
And also nutrition. In those days, they fed you a lot of steak and eggs, I bet, at the Broussard cafeteria. It was food that to put meat on your bones, but as far as being in athletic, real good athletic condition, they're probably better diets.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think I've ever eaten better than at Broussard Hall. And I was shocked to find out one day from a friend that I was visiting one of the other dorms on campus, and he was talking about the eggs at the dorm, and he said that the eggs were powdered, and I didn't even know what that was. And I said, powdered eggs? Yeah. I said, we have real eggs at Broussard Hall. And he said, and he got so excited, you know, he wanted me to invite him to Broussard Hall one day, and I don't know if I did or not, I can't remember. But we had real eggs, real steaks. They did everything they could to boost the nutritional aspect of training.
877-217-5757. John on I-10. John, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I was wondering when you traveled around the SEC for track meets, if you faced any discrimination.
What about discrimination at other places?
Oh yeah, I was told after the fact in my freshman year when I broke my leg. I don't know if you're aware of that. I broke my leg in the SEC championship meet, and my coaches told me after that they thought I had been shot because I had received death threats, but they didn't tell me that. They I guess they just felt they should shelter me from all of that kind of stuff.
We're going to spend a few more minutes with Lloyd Wills. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Lloyd Wills, the first African-American to participate in sports at LSU, is with us for a few more minutes. Then we'll hear from John Goodman, not the John Goodman the actor, but another prominent John Goodman who's involved as the senior fellow at the Independent Institute and has some thoughts about the success, or in his view, lack thereof, of Obamacare. But Lloyd Wills, before we hit the break, you were saying you got death threats. How intense were they, and how frequent were they?
I'm not sure how frequent. I think they told me about it on two different occasions, but it wasn't a daily thing that they would inform me of. And I don't know of any extra security that was taken or anything like that.
And Lloyd Wills, I mentioned, came within a second of the world record, actually fewer than 1 second, in the 440. Was that after you broke your leg?
Yes, that was probably my junior year, I believe.
That was motoring. I suspect you were out in front of the pack.
yeah, I was. It felt pretty good.
Sometimes, though, it helps when you got somebody pushing you.
Yeah, I had a lot of good teammates that pushed me every day.
And earlier in the conversation with Greg Bowser, Rodney Milburn's name came up. He won the Olympic gold in 72. He was at Southern at the same time you were. Did you rub shoulders with him?
I've known Rodney since high school. We played basketball, of course, and track, but he was a hurdler, and I think I faced him sometimes in a relay or something, but otherwise we didn't cross paths that much on the track.
He died tragically, but both he and Willie Davenport won Olympic gold medals in the hurdles, and they both went to Southern University right here in town. Yeah. And how close were you to being a member of the Olympic team?
Very close. I thought I was invited in 72, and I pulled a muscle in the national championship in I believe it was Oregon. And the plan was to go up there, run in the nationals, and then stay. I was going to stay on the West Coast with my grandmother and uncles and get ready for the Olympic trials. But it wasn't meant to be. I pulled a hamstring, and that was the end of that.
As you look back over your time at LSU, what do you think? Was it a favorable experience?
Overwhelmingly favorable, from the start to the finish, because I felt LSU wanted me there for whatever the reason was, because I don't know what the politics were back then that was involved, but they came after me hard. Governor McKithen brought us to the mansion, and he talked to us, and he basically said, if anybody mess with you, let him know. So I said, man, this is, they really want me here. And of course, I had a lot of other options, but with LSU, the governor said come, Al Coffey said to come, Coach Joe May and Coach Charlie Walker said to come, and I just felt it was a good choice for me.
Well, thank you for doing so, and a story that needs to be told more often, but appropriate with this being Black History Month. The first African-American athlete at LSU to participate, Lloyd Wills, and it was only 52 years ago that he broke the color barrier. Lloyd, let's hope this is the first of many times we have occasion to talk with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Lloyd Wills, one of the greats from Louisiana and from the Old War School.